A cohort of residents opposing a proposed waste transfer station in Monroe County continued to press county officials to oppose the project. Members of the group addressed the Solid Waste Management Board on December 14th. During public comment time, county resident Mark Napier said residents are stressed by the limbo they find themselves in.
What I would encourage the members of the board to do is think a little creatively and reach out to the other government agencies within the county and within the state to strengthen the protections so that the sort of thing that happened here and happened 4 years ago cannot happen. There need to be more checks and balances. So can we be more proactive so that folks aren't in limbo? And when we get this one killed, 4 years down the road, the next neighborhood's not in limbo, and you're not sitting here when you'd like to be eating dinner, listening to someone like me complain about why this is happening again.
Solid Waste Management Director Tom McGlasson Jr. said he's not heard from the company proposing the project, that's Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling, regarding a needs assessment. The assessment is required by County Ordinance 2007-18. Indiana Green Transfer and Recycling applied to the Indiana Department of Environmental Management for a solid waste transfer permit in September, without regard for local ordinance requirements for prior local review. Co-owner Jeff Fanyo has notified the county his company is now re-evaluating the project in light of feedback by area residents. Commissioner Amanda Barge says she doesn't approve of the proposed waste transfer station. Barge says she has communicated directly with Fanyo.
I'm really against it. I'm also really frustrated with the limbo that so many, that county resources and citizen resources are being taken up because we're in limbo. And I have been extremely direct in my emails and with Jeff Fanyo and just saying, could you, you know, we would like to hurry this along and find out where we are. But I just wanted to say that.
Board members Cheryl Munson and Steve Volan discussed the process with McGlasson. Munson asked if the company's IDEM application permit would expire if the company continues to suspend action on the proposal. According to McGlasson, the company has not responded to a request for more information.
I don't know that I'm in a position to give you an exact date in answering that. I mean, I can tell you that the request for additional information that was provided to Indiana Green in response to the permit application was due 60 days from when they received it. I don't know exactly when they received it. I know that that letter was dated November the 3rd.
So November 3rd?
November the 3rd, and to my knowledge, they have not responded to that request as of today, so January 4th, maybe the 5th, would be the 60-day expiration date of that window. What item, if they fail to respond, what item would do and how long that would take, I can't answer that. I would add that they do have the option of requesting an extension in lieu of responding to the entire RAI if they feel that they need more time.
In other business, McGlasson reports a waste composition study conducted by Kessler Consulting reveals that 70% of the county's solid waste is compostable or recyclable. Board member Steve Volan remarked on the finding.
Regardless of what the final outcome of the study is, it's a statistic, I think, or a set of statistics that I think everyone should know. At least 70% of the entire combined waste stream of Monroe County is either recyclable or compostable. If we take nothing else from the report today, let everyone remember that significant aspect.
It certainly shows that we can all do a better job.
Well, but I mean,
waste reduction.
Part of the point of the consultation is, as much as everyone would like to be able to remove that stuff from the waste stream, they may need that facility that only a place like the district can provide or a private entity to do that recycling.
McGlasson says the consulting firm has been contracted to examine the feasibility of several types of waste facilities, including what's called a single stream recovery facility, or MRF, or MRF, and a composting facility. The study is just one component of a larger feasibility study Kessler is conducting for Monroe County. The county is considering various types of processing facilities in an effort to reduce its waste stream.
And this would be something that that would be able to manage the materials collected by the city under their new collection programs, collected by the university under the majority of their collection programs, and a number of other public and private entities that are out there doing recycling collection programs.
Kessler is also studying the feasibility of a mixed waste processing facility and a composting facility. Board member Cheryl Munson asked McGlasson for details on the composting facility.
And is that, that can either be a standalone facility or something that is a companion to the other three? Is that correct?
A composting facility or an organics facility, it would be a standalone facility. It's just a matter of having the space. If you're doing a mixed waste processing facility, it would certainly make sense to have that composting facility in close proximity, because you're going to be, as Mr. Volan, just statistics he just rattled off, you're going to be pulling a substantial amount of organics out of that waste stream going through your mixed waste processing facility. Yeah. A composting facility is just a matter of space, possibly permitting and zoning, but it can go about anywhere that we have the space and have proper zoning and permitting to do.
McGlasson said Kessler will estimate the cost of each type of facility, including revenues or losses based on volume projections. The Monroe County Solid Waste Management Board will not meet again until January next year.